Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hello, my name is Jerry. I'm an alcoholic. I'm sober today. And I've been asked this question: what is our experience of the first 10 days of being sober? I got to AA about 13 years ago now, for the second time. I'd been AA before, and I'd got to a point where my life was just gone down so far that I just didn't know whether I could come back. And I went to an AA meeting in the city in Melbourne, and I didn't really hear too much there, but I was encouraged to keep coming back, and I knew that I was withdrawing from alcohol, and I detoxed at home, and I wouldn't recommend that to anybody, but it was the way I was. And within a relatively short space of time, I started to feel physically better. But I went to a meeting every day. I just focused completely on getting sober for that time. And the meetings were really, really important. I was able to listen to other speakers. I was able to meet people who were in the same boat as me. And I started to feel as if I belonged somewhere for the first time in a long time. I really needed to focus on that. And I remember those first 10 days were a bit of a blur, actually. But I remember... the kindness I received from AA members, the AA Fellowship, and it continues to be today. The AA Fellowship has encouraged me all the way to get well and change the way I think and the way I operate in life. And I was told fairly early on, and maybe not in the first 10 days, but I've got this disease of alcoholism, and I'm powerless over alcohol. When I pick a drink up, all I want is more. And my other problem is that I'm powerless over alcohol before I pick a drink up. And that's really what I've got to treat every day. The fact of the matter is that, left to my own devices, and when I realise that, left to my own devices, whether I like it or not, if I don't treat this disease, I'll pick up a drink. And I know what'll happen if I do, and it won't be pretty. Just going back to the first 10 days, I remember I was about 6 or 7 days sober, and I went to a meeting, and I was talking to a fellow who'd been sober for 30-odd years, and he looked at me and he said, "You're looking better." That's all he said. But to me, that was such a big thing. And it was just an example of the encouragement I've received from AA members all the way through and continue to do. So anybody is listening to this and is new and is wondering whether AA is for them, so I suggest you attend a meeting, whether it be on Zoom or live, and meet some AA members, and what you'll do is you'll run into some people whose lives were just falling apart, and now they've fallen back together in such a way that there's a joy of sobriety that you don't want to miss. So I encourage you to do that, and thank you for asking me to share, and thank you for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.